Do your normal voice.
Don't go so close to the mic. You don't have to be there.
Okay, relax.
All right, are you ready though?
You ready?
Oh, it's been so long. I don't even know what to do with my hands. All my niggas hit that zip, and all my ladies about that bitch. My jam, this my jam, this my jam, this my jam. About that jam, about that jam, about that jam, about that jam. This my jam, this my jam, this my jam, this my jam. About that jam, about that jam, about that jam, about that jam. Welcome back to Behind the Cage. It is episode number, I don't even know, man. I don't know.
There's so many episodes. I don't even know.
We've been gone for a minute, and do we want to explain where we've been, or do we just like pretend like it didn't happen? What do you think?
I don't know. It's we owe to the fans.
I'll explain.
Okay, you do.
We started the semester hot with an episode. Actually, two, because we did one at my house. Yeah. And then we do one here, set up the home stew, right? Like, this is nice shit. And then I got a little overwhelmed with not doing my schoolwork. So, like, I had the videos I was trying to do. Then I had all this schoolwork, and I was not doing it. I was missing some assignments. And then I got overwhelmed with all the assignments that I had missing, like essays, etc., tests, pretty much two whole online classes, pretty much everything I was failing.
And your injury, dude. We have and to my talk injury. About that. Nobody actually knows about it.
That's right.
Like, they know you had an injury, but they don't know so the actual... Yeah, I can
explain the injury.
Yeah. No, well, let's move forward and then... like okay, I guess you can start
I
that.
Feel like this is the time to explain because this is where I was. Yeah, so I got injured. I won't go too into details. I got injured my shoulder. And so I was out for like a month there. And I was focused more on recovery than putting out video or podcast.
How did it happen, by the way?
So we were downstairs. Me and Ed started wrestling. we were wrestling. We crashed into the TV. No, that's not what happened.
We actually fought like 10 people at the bar once. And
yeah, we were just
we
swinging.
Were still one. It's just
I
like,
swung too hard. I missed and I popped my shoulder out.
Yeah.
It was a terrible little...
You were going at three at the time, and I was just too heavy. Dude.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy of me. No, actually, though, scrimmage, first game against the Canadian team there. I come into the corner, and this moose of a man, I could see his like stomach through his jersey. He was thick. He was dumb thick. And he's coming down around the net, and I see him coming to hit me. So I'm like, my ego comes in. I'm like, I'm going to hit him. Fuck it. This guy thinks he's big and whatever. So I counter hit him, and he weighed so much that my shoulder didn't really hold up as much as my legs did. So it just kind of like crushed in a little AC injury. Happens. It's common. And so I, you know, bounced back from that after a month. And then I was so behind in school that I was like, crap, I can't make a podcast or do video if I'm behind in school.
Yeah,
because then I'd feel like I'm digging myself deeper in the hole.
And you're like, behind the school, dude.
I'm behind the school.
We're trying to find a new episode, like behind the school.
Behind the school. Yeah. Shit, I should have made one about that.
No, we should make a new podcast behind the school behind for the school. People that actually like are really behind the school, so we can give advices how to get in.
Oh,
front
we should
of
do
school.
Like a segment behind the school.
Yeah, behind the school.
How to do school with us? Yeah, because we're pretty good at school. How'd you do? What were your grades again this semester?
I haven't checked, but they are pretty decent.
Mine, I don't want to brag, but I got 3 C's and a B.
Wow. Yeah. You see, that's student athlete for you.
As I was explaining to my mom yesterday, actually, I was like, I aim for C's. If I get a B, it's by accident. It's just a fluke. It's like, oh, I got a B. Sweet. But like, I'm aiming for
Do you get more excited when you get B, or is it just like not it?
I'm like,
do you get excited when you get a good grades or no?
No.
No.
Do you?
No, it's like, I don't know. It's like when I see like once in a while A in these like easy classes, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel. Like I feel, I don't really feel anything. I don't even know like when to be excited at school.
Yeah. So, I used to a little bit when I was younger when like, it was like your parents were all over you a little bit about your grades and you're like, nail an A and you're like,
yes, you go into your mom and you're like, yeah. And you know what's the funniest part about all this is usually when I got good grades, I was like, my mom's like, yeah, like, good job. When I got bad grades, she was like all over me. She's like, why the hell didn't you study? And then I was like, well, you're not even excited when I get good grades. So that was my excuse, but obviously I didn't study.
I'll be honest, I was never really a great student. You know, I dipped a little bit in my day. I used to have to do, did you have to do like the progress reports like halfway through the semester or something?
Like, to your mom?
Yeah, we had to do that. We would have to have them signed. So I would find my way around.
No, we had like mom sign it. We had basically, what is it called? Yeah, like a grade report that school issues to your parents, right?
Yeah, we had to bring ours home and get it signed and brought back.
Oh yeah, I had a couple of things signed. Yeah,
I would either write a little Neil Shea to pretend like my dad, or I would just have my dad sign it when he was half asleep. A little like, oh sure, or I would just come home and be like, yeah, mom, it's gonna say like a D or an F, but all I have to do is I just have these few assignments, and then I'll have a B because like. That's all. Like I would just make up my work eventually. Haven't changed much.
Did you have diary in school? Like a school diary?
Like a journal?
Like a journal.
Yeah, when we were young in the elementary. Yeah.
And in journal, and like if something bad happened, if you had a bad behavior or something.
Yeah.
Like the teacher
would post a report. Yes.
It was like a report.
Yeah.
She puts on your in your journal, and then you go to your mom, and every day you have to show her your journal.
Yeah.
And in like, I don't know about your school, but back in my day, my mom had to sign it that she saw that. Yep. So every single time I was just like, my mom saw it.
Neil had to go on behavior charts as a kid. Yeah, he was a bit of a fool, as I would say. But let's get back on track. That's why we weren't doing the pod, but we are back on track. Now we have 10 a.m. practice the rest of the year, so we're figuring we're going to have a lot of time just sitting around. We're going to be able to bang pods out.
I'm actually kind of excited. I'm actually so excited.
I'm excited for pods, and I'm excited to do some fun videos because if we have time, we can really
We might have a third person joining in sometime.
Oh, in the pod.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Well, there's a third microphone. It's somewhere over there, and so we have options.
Yeah, we can't have too big of a man because like he's not gonna really fit. So we gotta have like a medium guy.
We could have Dinger sit on his like knees or something down there because he's tall. But let us know if you guys are fans of anyone on our team that you want on the pod because we can bring them in, chat it up a little bit, tell their story. I think it's cool to let the people tell their story. It's fun, good little bit. But dude,
no, it's great.
Based on the semester, how would you describe your semester? As a whole.
As a whole? Like
wrap it up in one word or just like talk about it, how it went. I don't know.
Good.
It was just good. Did you describe it good?
Wait, what are we talking? From hockey?
Hockey standpoint? You did great in hockey.
Oh, well, no. I actually did great in hockey in the first four games and then I was just regular. I was normal.
Yeah,
I was
suck.
Like nothing.
I'm just kidding. You've been ripping it.
It was the first, I guess, four games. After Providence weekend and after that,
dude, we started hot.
Yeah,
Providence.
We started really hot.
We lost 7-0.
Yeah, 7-0. It was not easy.
It was a
and
sick
you know
game,
what?
Dude, it was a sick
actually
game.
After that loss, I was that was, I guess, another reason why I didn't want to do podcast because
we were sad, man.
Because we would be like, oh yeah, so guys. How's going on? We lost.
We lost seven to Rip.
And then we lost 5-Rip to some Canadian college.
So I forgot about that.
So we had a very tough start. It wouldn't be the great podcast start.
Yeah. We were pretty low.
We were really low. And that's why I was like, okay, I'm not doing these podcasts. Like, I'm going to get ripped.
It was tough.
It was tough. But then we recovered. We played actually really good games.
We had a pretty up and down. Like, we had a good streak and then a bad streak. I think we left the semester 8-2 or something like that.
Well, we definitely lost some games that we should have won.
We should have captured. We should have captured that flag. And we didn't.
But no, I feel like we're in a good spot right now. We're not in a really good spot. We're not in a terrible spot, but this is the spot we could, other teams would like to be in, I guess.
We're in a spot where we can be
great
eventually.
Yeah.
With the spot. If we were in a different spot, also, it could be bad.
Should we mention our win to AAC
yesterday?
Yesterday. Finish the year.
Yes.
Oh, finish the year.
I didn't realize that.
No. Last game of the decade, boys.
Oh, and we won.
Yeah, we won the last game of the decade.
Wrap it up.
Let's go.
Look at us go. Buzzing. Fun fact, we swept AIC my freshman year, and it was our only sweep of the year. And we had a good time. We celebrated like we won the national championship.
We were
a good team that year.
That just like we celebrated when we beat UNH.
Yeah, but that's rivalry weekend. Yeah, that was hype. True. That was fun. Speaking of that, we should show. I'm going to put Dinger's dad on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Fuck UNH! Fuck UNH! Fuck UNH! Fuck UNH!
That was a funny one at the party, though. He was having a good time.
All the parents were. And obviously, there was no alcohol included. It was just fun. No. You see, like when you win
good,
those games,
sober fun.
Yes,
us,
just us,
just being us.
When you win those games, like you get the dizziness out of your emotions, and you just like
and we just go out to a house together and just have quality conversations.
Yes,
it's like,
I mean, obviously, people are like jumping special. So high and like being crazy. I mean, but it's just like
there was other people there, not us, drinking not on our team, like the maybe like a frat guy. He's there coming in. He's like drinking. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
He's like, you want a sip of this? No. No. You want to have a great conversation? Get to know each other? Yes.
Yeah,
of course I do.
Yeah. Let's find a more quiet spot.
Yes. Maybe outside.
Yeah.
Talk it up a little bit.
I know a good spot. I know a good corner where we could get this conversation started.
Want to go outside and take a pee together? I feel like that's a bonding experience.
Yeah,
at the party.
That's to be honest with you, that's so underrated.
Yeah,
you know, going and be like, hey, too. You want to go take a pee outside? You know,
when you ask me that at a party, I'm like, I blush. I'm like, yes, obviously,
dude. Sometimes, like even you are. I just peed, but I just go outside just to like see.
I don't even have to pee. If you ask me to go, I'm like, I just peed, but yeah, totally. I'm coming. Totally. And then you just kind of whip it out and stand there. Well, and I'm like, wow. Everyone, let's chat it up. How's everyone doing?
And then all the other boys come in, and like whoever wants to be socialized just comes and pees.
There's usually always a comment like, dude, your stream's insane.
Yes.
Because your stream is insane.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dude, it's actually it's pretty miraculous, actually. I don't know how you do it. You just have good push.
Yeah. No,
good control.
The push is really good. I have those inside muscles that are when they squeeze.
It's like ready to explode. It's like when you leave like a bottle of opened cranberry juice and then you go away for 3 weeks and you come back, you're like, oh shit, I forgot this was here. And you open it, it's like hard. And
yeah, poosh, pressure, pressure. Yeah, yeah.
That's right, pressure.
That's
what it is. I knew it was something. You know, for me, my semester, I just feel like, if I had to describe, I just feel like in the feels. I was in the feels like a weird amount, actually. It's kind of sad.
It was sad, and you made me feel sad too.
Dude, you would come in here and sit there, and I would just play like sad music. Yeah. I'd be like, I don't.
No, but it's just so us. But no, especially in this in your phase when you were injured and stuff like that, and you're not playing hockey, you were just like so sad, and that's why I completely understood why you weren't making the videos on YouTube, like. That's not the content we want. But you know what? Sometimes it's fine to be sad with your feels. And
sometimes
and
it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah, exactly. You exactly. Know? And you had all those things like your injuries, maybe school, maybe a girl. What? I don't know.
No, there was no girl.
It was a potential girl.
There was... Listen. there was nothing major. But...
Minor,
maybe. Yeah. There was some minor shit going on.
Yeah,
popping around a little bit. Nothing that held me back. What's Post Malone saying? Something about in that 1,000 bad times. He said something like, you need more than that to kill me. Some shit like that.
Really?
But I feel like he's not the first to say that.
Yeah.
A thousand bad times. No. What's another time? My house down. What's another house? You're not going to kill me, man. I don't know. He says something like that.
Yeah. Well, we can pull it out sometime and see. But yeah, there's a good Post Malone lyric about it.
He kills it. Just trust me. Posty understands what I'm going through.
And speaking of feels, that was another song that was kind of in the feels as well.
A thousand bad times. Yeah, we were going to that song. That was our shit. We would get in the car immediately. That was the song.
Yes.
Boom.
It's weird because every time every time we find this new song, we have it for like 2 weeks, every day in the car for the because every time we drive from the reserve to the rink, it's usually one and a half song. Like that drive, that ride lasts.
That'd be the song. Because you don't want to miss the opportunity to have a good song and have a depressing, bad vibe car ride to the rink.
Yeah. Because
then that would ruin the whole vibe going into practice. You're like, I don't really want to practice, man. Like,
exactly.
You just had a bad song.
And those songs just help you.
Right,
like,
now, what have we been playing a lot? I don't even know.
Well, right now we've found some songs in the Best Buy.
We were in Best Buy just playing the speakers and we jammed a couple songs. Dude,
we
bangers.
Actually, bangers. Speaking of having nothing to do with your life, we went to Best Buy and we played every single speaker.
Every one.
Every single one.
Listen to every single headphone.
Whatever, all those.
We were there for a good couple hours, I think.
Yes, we were just playing speakers.
Yeah, and it was.
No, but the songs were good. Actually,
very good songs. Good speakers too.
Where was the DJ to put those in?
He knows what he's doing.
He definitely knew.
Definitely knows.
I actually wanted to buy one speaker just because the song was unbelievable.
Yeah, just take it home with me and listen to that song.
Yeah, and then just return back because 30-day return policy. I'm pretty sure.
So maybe we'll do it.
Yeah,
we'll go back because we have so much time. We'll go tomorrow. Yeah.
We'll see.
Some of the things that happened during this semester, actually most recently, Juice WRLD. Speaking of music that we play in the car all the time. Diehard Juice WRLD fan. And then I wake up one day. Where were we? Yale.
No. We're away somewhere.
Yale.
I don't know.
Yes, Yale, we're probably in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
I wake up and I have a text from Neil and he says, "Yo, dude, Juice died." And I'm like, the fuck? World? Question mark? Like, I don't know which juice it is. There's a few juices out there.
Yeah, because there's like...
There's a Juicy J.
Juice.
Oh, no. Yeah.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Juice. Yeah, exactly. There's a few juices out there. So I'm like, World? And then I'm like, fuck. I was like pretty down their day just playing his music nonstop. But like, man, it sucks. It sucks to see that shit happening, actually. It's like, I wasn't too surprised considering his lyrics is just about like perks and lean and Molly. I don't need the Molly to be savage, but when he's on the Molly, he feels savage. I wasn't that shocked. I was like, oh, yeah. I kind of saw it coming in a way. Sad. It's really sad. He was only 21. But I was playing his music like
that sucks.
A lot, you know?
I know. Like, I know.
Remember when I told you I was in the feels?
Yeah.
Fast by Juice WRLD was up there.
Yeah.
I'd sit there in my bed.
Oh, that's fast. Fast. Ring Ring was one of the
Ring Ring's our workout song.
Yeah.
Bang weights to that thing. That's no joke. Yeah. Fuck. But that was a sad time. We got through it. RIP Juice WRLD to a young legend. The best freestyler out there right now. Like, dude just freestyles hits. Should we put one on of them?
Is it not copyright?
No, it probably would be. Anyways, trust us. Okay, we'll put some links.
We'll put in the description his name.
Juice WRLD can freestyle. It's actually crazy. If you haven't seen it, look it up. Juice WRLD freestyle. There's some like hour long videos of him just going. It's pretty crazy. But yeah, that was kind of towards the end of the semester. And now we went on Christmas break. You went to Florida.
Yeah.
Depending on where you are from in the country, you might say Florida. I say Florida.
Florida.
What do you say?
Florida.
That's the Latvian way?
No, Florida. Florida.
That's the artist.
That's the artist.
Florida. Florida.
With my family, it was great. It was a great time. Great time. Got some tan.
Yeah. You look a little bronze.
Yes. Well, actually, it's coming up.
It's going away a little.
Yes, it was a great time off hockey just to refocus, see my family and get your tan and go to roller coaster park, and what else did I do? Swim in the ocean.
Yeah, there was some pictures floating around of you at the ocean. You were in your boxers and your bathing suit.
Yeah.
With your family.
Yeah. What a great time with my family.
Dude, just letting it hang.
Yeah. You know?
Boxers.
Well, I mean, it's actually, I don't know if it's a funny story or not, but I forgot my, for some reason, I didn't take my swimsuit to Florida. Like, what? Like, it's the only thing you should probably take.
It's like
right?
Your number one thing.
Yeah. And then I forgot. Well, I don't really even have a swimsuit. I have those shorts that we always use when we go to a,
hot
speaking
tub.
Of, we should probably go. We should probably
tomorrow.
Go tomorrow.
Let's do it.
We'll go to hot
it's a date.
Tomorrow.
It's a plan.
And yeah, so I forgot those, and I had to go in my boxers. It was first of all the week was just kind of, as you could tell by Veli, but also Veli is Finnish and really white, but there was not much sun, and at that time, like, the sun came out, and I was like, okay, I gotta get some tan going. And
bronze.
I just had boxers for some reason. So I was like, well, not for some reason, but because I had boxers under my pants.
You knew what you were doing.
And I went in the water, and it just like, it got really tight on me. I don't know.
Yeah. And you know what?
And I took a picture with my family.
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
we won't put that picture in here because is not out. It's not floating around anymore.
No,
we have it. We know. Some other people saw it too.
Yeah, but the funny part is I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't either when I skipped through it, but apparently you got some responses back saying like nice boxers.
Yeah. Yeah, well, because I wouldn't, like, it was just like, I still don't think it's like, if you really, really, really want to see something, yes, turn your brightest on all the way.
Yeah, you know, it was probably the equivalent to the Jason Derulo picture. Just
you can now Jason Derulo is just veins. Next level, dude.
Yeah, I know,
but
that was funny as hell.
But no, it's I wouldn't even know if Smitty didn't tell me.
Yeah, good thing he's looking out. Shout out Smitty for looking
Smitty,
out.
Yeah,
for the
thanks.
Boys.
Smitty and Carrie actually.
Oh, Carrie's checking.
Yeah, Carrie,
no, she wasn't. She was. Yeah, she was. She
no, because he told me. He was like, that's what me and Carrie saw at first. And I'm like,
and you're like, what are
you
trying
what?
To say? The three of us? And I'm like, come on now.
Three of us like it? Like,
yeah, and then like, obviously, I would come too, you know? I don't know. We would do it.
Yeah.
Christmas break, dude. You may have seen on it. Also, speaking of stories, like Justin Bieber's mistletoe. Every girl frigging posted it on their story.
I just don't understand.
I watched
is that
it
like a,
every time I saw it.
No, it's okay. Yeah, you posted on your story. It's cool.
Oh, it was so cool.
No, I know it's so cool.
He's
but
so
like,
talented. The Biebs, man.
But people, I mean, not people, but girls like. Like, is that like a trend thing?
I don't
you
know.
Want to feel cool when you post
you
something like that?
You have to feel included, so you're going to go post it. Because everyone's doing it, then you got to do it. I wonder who the first person was. I don't know. But it was like, I listened to it. It's cool. It was a little mistletoe. He sang along to it. I don't know. Girls are crazy, I think. Like, they just post it.
Especially about Biebs.
Yeah,
obviously.
Well, I mean, who isn't crazy about the Biebs? Really? He's dropping an album, like, soon, I think. Early New Year's, I think, or some shit. I think
we'll
I saw
see.
Him.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it's been a minute, so I need some Biebs in my life.
Yeah.
Did for my vacation, thank you for asking. I went to Vegas for a weekend for the Masvidal. No, Covington Usman fight, UFC event.
Yeah.
Good times, man. Vegas is you got to be rich to really like live there, go there much, dude. Like I couldn't really buy anything or eat much. It was kind of it's an expensive place, but it's fun. It's different. It's cool.
There's no like D'Angelo's or like McDonald's or Moe's or
there,
Burger King, Chick-fil-A's.
But like, I don't want to eat that. I can eat that here. You know?
Yeah,
so I was trying to enjoy the experience. I did go to that dude, the burger place, the guy with the gray hair there. Fucking, what's his name? The cook. He's a big famous chef.
Gordon Ramsay?
Yes. Gordon Ramsay's burger place. It was good. It was very good.
Did he cook it for you or no?
I imagine so. I'd right.
You didn't even ask?
No, he wasn't there, man. He hires those people and they slave over him. He calls the shots. Does what he wants to do. Dude.
But you know what?
Crazy fight.
You should have actually filmed it and called him out.
I'd be like, yo.
This burger sucks.
This burger shit.
Yes.
You suck, Ramsey. He would probably like torture me though. He wouldn't even care. He wouldn't even see it.
I don't think so because he tortures people on Twitter all the
he
time.
He does, yeah.
With no, like people with no likes, nothing. They just post food pictures and he just and tortures rips them.
Yeah. Dude, he's vicious on his shows. I was watching some over the summer, kind of like forced to watch him, but he was like pretty vicious with those people. If their food sucks, he lets them know.
Yeah.
Lets them know.
No, I actually saw...
he's a bad mamma jamma.
There's this one popular video about like him and some guy just not having it. And he was just like trying to fight him and stuff.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He's crazy. Honestly, everyone's crazy.
Dude, people are crazy. It's true. The world is crazy. I was kind of glad, kind of like Covington got smacked. He got a big mouth in the fight while I was there.
Like, yeah, but I kind of, I don't know, after that fight.
I kind of like him though. He's.
I was amazed with that fight.
Yeah, I know you were. You messaged or texted me and you're like, dude, best fight I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that was, I don't know, at the time, it was exciting. For some reason, I was too amazed, yeah. Amazed with that. But,
it was a good fight.
It was a great fight. And I hated Covington leading to the fight. And actually, I got a little respect out of him because he was just taking some shots and and his chin. And,
he broke his jaw mid-fight, and then he just continues to fight. That's savage stuff right there.
That's savage. That's sad.
Yeah. But he, that was cool. That was a cool fight. Dude, McGregor is coming back.
Yes.
And he's looking jacked.
Ah, you can't see it.
He's up there. He's up there.
If you see some picture up there,
I need to show.
It's corner. Corner McGregor. Oh, yeah.
I got to show the picture. He's looking shredded, dude. Look at this guy. I'll blow it up if they can't see it, but dude, what the hell has he been doing? Lean bulk. He's fighting at 170 and he's looking shredded. Shoulders, arms popping.
Can you fight with that beard on? You think you can?
Dude, it probably absorbs some of the shot, right?
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, yeah. If you have like a huge beard, dude, like I feel like
it's they're like hitting your beard instead
of your face. So soft, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're just wearing shots. Like Big Country used to have that big beard and he would just wear shots. He didn't care. He would eat that thing. Yeah, but apparently he's looking good. I don't know. He was a little unfocused, it seemed like, the last fight. He was drinking at the press conferences and stuff. And now, I've been reading up.
Well, I hope it's not a lie.
He's looking good.
We'll see.
The old Connor's back. The one from, like, you know, 3 years ago, whatever it was, before he went on his little hiatus. So I'm excited for that. That will be fun times. In the hockey world right now, and I know you are a big fan of this too, the Michigan move is coming back.
Oh, yes. It's coming back, dude. It's everyone,
making a huge comeback. Yeah, everyone's doing it. You're trying to do it. You haven't done it, but you're trying.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying, but
trying
it's,
hard.
It's not more about. Well, I understood that. It's more of like, I don't want to get yelled at by my teammates when I do that, and I want to find a time when like my teammates won't like, yell at me
because last
game when I tried to pick that puck up.
Yeah.
And Foss was screaming. I still passed him. Like, I don't know. Like, he was, like, he was all upset and everything. But, like.
That was the time to
but
try.
He was screaming. And I, at the end, when I didn't pick it up all the way, I just passed it to him. And it hit the other guy's skate. It would go through it. But and then I got yelled at by Foss. But, you know, it's just, like, it has to. That was a perfect time to do it, and I feel pretty confident doing that once in a while. So I don't know. It's not like more confident. I obviously hope like
you're
that it will stay on my.
But like even if you do it at this point, is it even cool anymore?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Because it's been done so many times now by the same guy.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like
I got his stick for Christmas, by the way.
Yeah, you did. That's nice because of your obsession with the move. But speaking of times to do it. UNH tie ball game, or no? We were down a goal.
Yes.
We were down a goal still. We're buzzing out here. Someone fires a puck on the net. We're digging for rebound. Whatever. The puck goes behind the net quick. and he comes looping around full speed, just scoops it up, hits the goalie in the shoulder, man. That would have been
it was more of like a chest area, but it was like I was actually
that would have been something.
It wasn't, to be honest with you, if I look back and I want to watch the video again, but it wasn't like even kind of, it was more lacrosse move than Michigan. I mean, yeah, there was the same thing it. Because
Michigan's more of like a
but I scooped it and I didn't just like put it. I legit shot it like this.
Yeah,
like tried to. That would have been like
the, that would have been cool because that would have been like a tying the game, yeah, sending it to overtime against rivals. That would have been sick. But I mean, that was a fun weekend, by the way.
Oh, that was the best weekend ever.
Yeah, we did talk about briefly about the party, but we had a comeback. We tied it and then won in overtime.
We tied it with
50 seconds left.
50 seconds left. Yeah, so. 50 seconds left, and then we won in overtime. Obviously, Chiesa, big OT hero here.
Yeah,
was that first goal or no?
That was fun, dude. That was probably like an emotional high since I've been here. I'd say that was pretty. The crowd was the best it's been at the Alphon.
I feel like you should after. Toss the video. Remember they made like a little hype video.
Should I put it on?
Yeah, I mean you can just put it.
Ready? I'm gonna put it on now.
Loud, it's crazy. We're ready to go. Eat breakfast. Wake up. Get in line. Outside the left circle. 20 to go on the power play. Dom. Over to Doherty. Shot. The New Hampshire end, 2:50 to go here. Shot and scored from Patrick Stay! Off the board, then towards the net, and Patrick Stay scores the win in overtime! The main senior!
Yeah, and that's just like to hype it up, but it was so sick, and it was like I really want to play, you know, in back in arena, in packed arena like this, because now if you didn't know, it's school break, obviously. It's
Christmas break. No one goes to the games.
The students are not going to the games.
We appreciate you guys still going.
That's, yeah, and other fans. It means the
world.
It was still pretty fun crowd, but it's just like.
It was, but it's not the same when the stew section isn't just roaring. Yeah. You know, screaming.
Yeah, they're not.
They're animals.
They're not like, you know, like sometimes you pick up the puck and you go like one against three people, like one against three, and they're like, oh, he's coming, like relax. It's one against three. I'm gonna just dump it in the corner and go fight for it.
I feel like the best is when you make a hit and the crowd hikes it up. They're like, you're like,
you look up and you like point at them,
walk, skate down the ice, a little swagger, you're like feeling good about yourself, feeling it. I think this is a good time to talk about our sponsors.
Yes.
So
my sponsors are almost gone.
The OG sponsor, water. It's just so tasty. Get water. So I've been trying to hook up a new sponsor here, and this is why I have these. You probably saw these.
Yeah. I thought you tried to peel it or something, because you were like doing this the whole
time.
We're
getting it right now. We're gonna
eat. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So these are clementines, but really any of the citrusy. I would take orange. I would take, what else is there? Tangerines.
Cuties.
Ooh, cuties.
Or cuties.
I think, I don't know. Clementines and cuties are all the same ish, right?
Same age?
Ish. Dude, so I'm thinking if we can get a sponsor from them, that'd be huge, because it's like vitamin C. It's tasty.
Speaking of sponsors, we have a new sponsor in our team.
Who?
You can't say that, but we have different electrolytes now. The same electrolytes, but different.
We used to be sponsored by an electrolyte company. We are not anymore, but we're sponsored by a different electrolyte company. So electrolytes is still a sponsor.
Yes.
For the boys. Obviously, electrolytes is an OG sponsor of ours.
Yeah.
And dude, clementines. Wow. Take note, clementines.
Eggs are still our sponsor.
Mm.
But they're not as much of a sponsor right now as they are in the springtime.
It's a big springtime food.
Yeah.
We had an eggs beef. Mm-hmm. Big beef about eggs.
Yeah. That was...
I mean, we... Yeah.
I mean, look at me. Is it done? I want some eggs, right? Mm-hmm. He caught me, but...
I caught him stealing my eggs. If you haven't seen the video, go check it out. I'll put the link here. That was bullshit.
Yeah, it was. Not for me. I felt great after.
Well, what? I'm glad that we
got by. No. I was really hungry, and I really wanted it. I ate them. And then, yes, I felt bad because I ate them.
Yeah, so our sponsors doing well, really supporting the podcast. We appreciate you all. Clementine's hopefully will be a new sponsor. Contracts in the works. And that will be great going forward for us, I think. This is now a good time to go into our segments. First, beef of the week. Or beef of the semester. Because, again, we did it again. We went 3-4 months without doing a podcast. So, beef of the semester. Did you actually think of one?
No. So, you can start.
Yeah, sure. I'll go. I'll be broad. I don't want to... call anyone out on this podcast, drop any names for this, because it's actually like, you know, whatever. Snakes in the grass. There's a lot of them out there. You might have seen my tweet recently. I said, there's a lot of snakes in the grass. Careful out there. Something like that, right?
I think so.
Let me check what I said. What?
You got any love on there?
Yeah, actually, I got a good amount of favorites. There's snakes all around us. Be careful out there. There's warning, you know, my followers. And oh fuck, dude, in life, man, like, there's so many snakes. People are trying to fake like they're your friend to your face, and then they go behind your back. They'll talk some shit, or they'll do some shit.
It's not me, by the way. If it seemed like me, it wasn't me.
Yeah, except when you did the eggs thing.
But. Yeah, true.
That's one. That's. I don't think you.
It's that, not a, more.
You
of a
weren't
snake.
A snake
it's more
in
of
the
like
grass.
A,
you were just being a scumbag.
Yeah,
it's but that's
I was
not
like
about
a
you.
Moose. I was like a moose because I was eating were, eggs. You know.
Yeah, you. Do moose eat eggs? Because I don't think they do. No. But yeah, you were just being a moose eating protein shit like that. But that's fine. That's you're not a snake in the grass. Yeah. You're a moose in the grass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm talking about the people that. Out there faking like they're your friend to your face, and then they're hoping you fall. They're talking shit. They're doing all this shit. Don't be afraid to just push those people out of your life. I had a specific incident with someone who was pretending to my face like he's my friend. Pretends to everyone's face that he's a friend, but he's a fucking snake in the grass. He's shady. He's a backstabber. He goes out there and he talks some shit, does some shit. You know, I fucking laid him out. I didn't. Yeah, so I, you know, don't be afraid
somebody
of...
Somebody else laid him out.
Yeah, he actually...
For you.
He got his. He got what he had coming. That's all I have to say. There's nothing to it there. But yeah, don't be afraid to take those people out of your life, man. Like, they're not worth the negative energy. Snakes in the grass. Don't be fooled by them. Don't let them... manipulate you, take them out, cut the snakes, cut the grass, and then you'll see them. You'll see the snakes slithering through the dirt, through the grass.
It's actually great. No, you know what's the best part? I don't even want to see that snake because I'm kind of afraid of snakes. So what you do is you buy a
lawnmower.
Yeah,
a lawnmower. Or fertilizer. Poison it. Poison the snake.
Either poison it or just drive over that thing.
Do you want to put some in his water and give him some water and he'll drink the fertilizer and we'll kill him?
No.
should we just kill him? Why not? Right at this point. What good would
no,
it?
He's a good guy.
What the fuck, dude?
Oh, she's a good guy. I don't know who you're talking about.
Why would you say they're a good guy or a good girl, good gal?
I don't know because I don't know. I feel like every person in this world has heart and obviously they don't show it with their I don't know where I'm going to go there.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about, because I just, I know that you don't think this snake is a good person. Fair fact.
No, you know what? Now I do.
What?
Okay. But no, snakes are terrible, and rats are terrible. We, speaking of rats, we have one rat living up there, Jack Quinlan. But he is not
Shrewsbury rat.
But he's a good rat, though. It's not.
He's our friend rat.
Yeah, he's a friend.
He's a rat, but he's a friend.
Yeah, he's a great.
He's harmless. You know, he comes down, he eats meatballs. He eats chicken parm, pasta, and he goes back up.
And sausage. Don't forget that. And then he eats a lot of frozen food as well.
Never chicken.
No.
Only if it's the parm.
Yeah, no, it's that's why, like, he's a really good rat, actually.
Yeah.
And he does good things. He's our captain, really good guy. But yeah,
really
he's a rat.
really good guy.
But a really good rat. There's no bad
negative
comments about him being a rat. It's his nickname.
For some reason. What with this specific snake, I told him off, actually, and That's how that went down, and that was actually legitimate beef. I gave him the Masvidal.
Yeah,
I was telling you that, right? Hands behind the back, Masvidal, thugging, Jorge. I'm like, what's up? Flex my traps a little bit. It's good, bro. You want to?
Wait, did you take your shirt off? You should have
took my pants off. I didn't know where it was gonna go. You never know. Yeah. It can get weird. You never know where a situation will go. Just be prepared for everything. Yeah. Do you have any beefs, or you just been like lovey dovey shit, Mr. Lover? No beefs.
No, let me think about beefs. I actually,
maybe on the ice, like against other people, another team, maybe your own teammates.
Beefs. I don't know. I mean, it's been a long semester, so I definitely had some beefs, but
it's hard to pinpoint.
Yeah, because there's many beefs, and every time, like every day almost, there's obviously it might be not a big and a beef filled with a lot of protein and fat, you know, but there's some little beefs, and
sometimes. Yeah, sometime.
Can't really remember. Can't really think of one right now. But I guess as we go, I'll let you know and I'll think about it.
That's fine. Okay. Yeah, we will work with that. I have a few questions for us here. Actually, shit, am I doing some? Yeah. There's a Q&A question. Remember that we were asked some, 5 months ago to send some questions in. We got.
One.
Four. No, we got four.
Four? Yes, wait. Let's go.
I think so. Yeah, we got four. All right, so this guy, his name is... Dude, there's some accents in his name.
Oh, it's either Timothy.
Timothy. Mordgay.
Timothy.
What up? He said, hey, fellas.
You know, substitute teacher?
Yeah, Timothy. It's hilarious. Timothy.
Present.
Yeah. He said, hey fellas, you'll find attached my questions for you guys. I also have an Instagram page where I post pretty sick hockey edits if you want to check it out. It's at TXA Films. You should definitely take a look. Thank you guys. Actually, let's just look quick. Thank you for sending your question in.
TXM Films?
TXA Films, hockey edits. Let's see. Like, oh, it's your boy. Shveshafishanov.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, that's dope. Oh, yeah.
Fun fact.
Oh, Ovechkin planted him. That's right. Yeah. he cut that part out. Yeah. Oh, that was a cool one.
No, fun fact. I actually played against him for at least like five games during the season. I knew he's going to go to the show, but I didn't want to tell anybody. And fun fact, I played against this guy too.
Yeah, we both did. McCarr. Oh, yeah, no, it's just everyone. Let's see. Ooh.
Oh, you know this guy.
That's nice. Ooh. That was gross. Yeah, so cool. Some cool edits there. Check them out if you guys want. Follow them. at TXA Films. So let's see what he has for a question. Not virus scanned. You better not give me a freaking virus, buddy.
All right. He's going to give you some virus right now.
Yeah, dude, if you give me a virus, I swear to God, I will friggin' take down TXA Films so fast. Let's see.
Yo, what's up, Batman? My name is Timo, a.k.a. It's...
Did you say Timo?
Timo. I guess.
Right, so we were a little off. It's not Timothy.
Yeah, but it's his, like, obviously not the full name, Timo.
Timo. Oh, it's his nickname, Timo. Nickname, yeah. Timo. Yeah, yeah, Timo. Word, Timo.
Timo.time on Instagram. And I have two questions for you. The first one would be, would you rather, it's classic, but would you rather take a shot, a block shot from Shea Weber or getting it by Dustin Bufflin? And my second...
Should we start with that?
Sure.
Take a block shot from Shea Weber or get hit from Dustin Bufflin. Both vicious pains.
Yeah.
Bufflin, absolute moose of a man. And Weber, absolute missile of a shot. What's he hit, like 108, right? On that shot. Dude, I think I'd rather take the hit.
I think so.
Because, like,
think so
too. You can just fall. Like, and, like, yeah. Hurt.
No, there's big hits that actually don't hurt as much.
But, like, the shot coming that fast, it's a precise, sharp pain right in one spot.
And it can break really a bone, break
like,
a bone.
Really, yeah. like, on impact. So, I'd say take the hit.
I feel like it would hurt so much more and longer than just taking a huge hit.
Because it would bruise you in that spot bad. Yeah, so I'd say just take the
hit. I'll take a hit from Buffalo.
Yeah, for sure. What just happened?
Would you consider playing pro hockey in Europe after your college hockey career is done if you don't have an opportunity to play in the NHL? So thanks for your answers and see you. Oh no, forgot something.
What's he got there?
Let's try Switzerland. Come on.
Oh, he's from Switzerland. Yeah, all right, weird. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to the boys in Switzerland watching.
Shout out to Nico Fischer. He watched our game in Quinnipiac, by the way.
Oh, that's unreal.
Yeah.
Would we ever go play in Europe? He is European. You're European as well. I think we actually talked about this the other day on the car.
On the car?
In the car.
No.
Ride.
Yeah.
Up back to school after Christmas break.
Yeah.
So, obviously, our ultimate goal is to play in the NHL, and like I think we would like to pursue that as long as we can. I think if it gets to a point where it's like we know, like maybe we play a few years of pro, 5, 6, I don't know, whatever years of pro, and we're at the point where it's like, all right, we're not gonna get a call up here, and it's pretty obvious, then I think that would be the better option than to, because you get paid more in Europe, correct?
Well, it's not more of you get paid probably the same amount, but you probably, it's cheaper to live in Europe, and it's,
well, depending on the league though, because some leagues will pay much more.
Yeah, depending on your contract. I don't know. Well, it obviously depends how good of a player you are.
Yeah,
like,
true.
But true. I feel like in the States you would get maybe as much. Well. You see, like you can play it in the East Coast and get 50 and then go to like Finnish League and get 100, for example. You know what I mean? And that money is even more because you don't need to spend that much on living. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So like, obviously if that doesn't work, I would like to go and just play in Europe, but I wanna stay here as long as I can.
Try to live out the
especially
dream.
Me, like you're from
I'm from here,
so you would always come back here and live for the rest of your life. But for me, it's, I don't really have home here. My parents are not here, so
you
wherever I go,
have home here.
Thank you, mi casa, su casa.
Yes,
whatever that means. I would definitely go back to Europe. But if I could, I would just stay here and try to chase my dream. So.
Yeah, I'd say the same. Chase the NHL goal as long as we can. If the time comes where that is an option, I would entertain that option.
What age would that be?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Just feel like I can't plan that. So it's like I'm just going to go with whatever happens for the years, and when that time comes, I'll go with like, yeah, I would entertain that idea if that time comes where it's like an option to do. It seems like a cool experience.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. Word. Thank you,
Timo. And shout out to Switzerland. It would be really hard, by the way, to go to Switzerland because they have only 2 imports per team. And those imports are usually NHL good imports. Really? Like they could play in NHL, but they are in Switzerland making bank. So
they're killing it.
They're killing it.
Oh shit, did Kimba send no. He was the one from last time, right?
Yeah,
we had Kimba trick shots. I remember talking about him. Or did he have 2? Let's see. No, yeah, he did. This is a new one. Kimba's a dedicated fan.
Yeah,
I'm fine. iCloud, the link expired. Sorry, Kimba. Shout out to you, though.
We've been off for a while.
It's from September. Oh, this guy didn't do video format, but he asked a question. Sorry for the burp. Sorry about the bed. His name's Douglas Jones. Hey, gents. Here's a would you rather question for the pod. He went to Lake Superior State. He's a big fan of hockey, college hockey in general. He loves... What the fuck? Oh, shit. Sorry. Glad. He loves behind the scenes look that we provide in the YouTube videos, and keep up the good work, fellas. I appreciate that, Douglas. That means a lot. That's what we're hoping to do. Question is, would you rather work a mind-numbing 9-to-5 desk job for the rest of your life or break both skate laces every time you skate for the rest of your life? This is a very easy question for me. I don't know about you. I would break both skate laces.
I don't know how my life is going to end up and everything, but I will never, ever in my life be, unless I make really big money, I will never be satisfied with doing this job from 9 to 5.
Especially he specified here, mind-numbing 9-to-5 desk job. That is meaning that you're unhappy with the job you have and you're miserably going to work every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. When I did my Q&A, someone asked me this question about what my plan was after college, I wanted to pursue hockey or go straight to a 9-to-5. And I said that if I was in a 9-to-5, then I failed life. I failed what I want to do. Someone was confused and took offense to that, saying that like, oh, so you're saying everyone in a 9-to-5 failed life? No, it's not at all what I was saying. I think you should pursue whatever makes you happy. And if you're happy working a 9-to-5 job, that's great for you. You're succeeding in life and you're doing what you want to do. Personally, for me, not what I want to do. I would like to play hockey. I would like to pursue podcasts, videos, stuff like that. So yeah, I would do anything in my power to not ever work a 9-to-5 desk job. So if that means breaking both skate laces every time I skate,
I would do it. I mean, it's not even a big deal because like...
Just first fix them.
No, because it would be just like a new routine for you. Just every time you just like
roll change. With the shots, bro.
Yeah,
roll with
it, the what shots. It takes 5 minutes to change both of them.
Can't plan life.
And also, usually when, I don't know if it's weird or not, but every time I break one skate lace, I change them both anyways.
Yeah, they're worn out. No, really man, and that's just gotta roll with it. That's, I feel like it's an easy question. I like it though. It's a good question because it's...
Oh, yeah. Oh, and by the way, shout out to my boy that plays in Lake Superior State. My boy from Latvia, Mark Smittens. Unbelievable goalie, good dude. Unbelievable guy. So
good dude. His Insta handle is Doug Jones Laker. You guys can follow him there. Check out what he's got to offer. Appreciate you, Douglas. Mikey Doran. Sup, Pat. Big fan of your hustle. Thanks, dog. I'm a junior grinding high school hockey right now. Love your videos. I actually live in Southern Maine, but I'm like 10 minutes away from the UNH hockey rink. I have been to all the UMaine and UNH games at the WIT, and there's nothing better. Appreciate you, man. Keep grinding. So he didn't have a question. But, yo, said some nice things about me. So
shout out to you.
Shout out me. And you can follow him at Mikey Durant. Dude.
Sorry, what a guy.
I didn't pre-read that.
You should have.
Nate Carl. Did he leave audio? He has a would you rather And he's a big fan of what we're doing. Keep up the good work. Appreciate you, Nate. Let's see what he's got.
Hey, guys. It's Nate from Plattsburgh, New York, checking in.
New York.
My question is, would you rather play the rest of your career with a 50 or less flex stick or play the rest of your career with no tape on your stick?
Interesting question.
That's so interesting. It's easy for me, though.
I guess no tape?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like at least you can...
No, like, because nowadays you can order a stick.
Feeling, yeah.
That has, feels like it's tape, right. Has sandpaper finish. Like, for example, if you watch David Pasternak, he has only like 3 tape pieces on his stick.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need a tape. He does that just to like...
Design. It has like this material cool. Right there.
He has sandpaper, sandpaper finish.
That's right.
That's how Biz and Witkow's sandpaper finish. They call it? Well, they talk about something else, sandpaper finish. But
we won't get into that. We'll talk off camera.
But sandpaper blades.
I would like to have a sandpaper finish. There's some
sticky blades that...
Wait, hold on. Would I like to have a sandpaper finish? No, fuck. I haven't watched it. No, sorry. No, I don't want that. Well, you have to tell me what it means after.
No, it's not easy. It hurts, actually.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No. But, no, I'm definitely with no stick. But thanks.
Nate Carl, Dave. Shout out to you, bro.
Shout out to you.
Appreciate the question.
Great question, actually.
Jason Nall.
Derulo.
Okay. Hey, Pat and Ed. Big fan of you guys from Florida and New Mexico. I guess he's from both, probably commutes. Maybe the wife's in New Mexico. He's in Florida. He's bouncing back and forth. Kids, maybe, et cetera. I don't know his story, but I'm assuming his story. But I got a question. If you guys could do anything differently in hockey growing up, what would it be? I guess looking back at it, it's like, I guess just putting more time than we already did. Like, I already put so much time into this, obviously, like, to get where we got, but it's like, you see guys that go right to the NHL at 18, 19, 20, so it's like...
Yeah, but, you see, I'm not a big believer of...
You think something's genetic.
Not even genetic, it's more of, like, talent-based, because obviously, like... There's some guys that, for example, can learn faster than others, you know? And everyone has their own time.
Because of athleticism.
Yes.
Should we get into that after?
We should, but we're only an hour and 2 minutes deep.
I mean, it's whoever watches, you know?
Like, but so there's a lot of things that come with it. And I promise you, like, there's no way. If a guy works on his game every day, and like does everything right, it doesn't mean that he's gonna make NHL when he's whenever. Yeah. It doesn't mean there's a lot of small things that come into it. Your talent, your genetics. Maybe you're not a good skater, but you're a good shooter. Maybe you should work on this more, work on that more. And there's so many other like a lot of aspects that go inside of that. There's like some people understand the game better even though they don't watch hockey. They don't learn hockey. They just understand the game. And for example, some guys have naturally unbelievable shot, like Brady Keeper, one of the best shots I've ever seen in my life in life. But does it mean he worked on shot more than I did?
I bet he will.
I don't think so, because I worked on my shot a lot too.
Yeah, but you have a good shot as well.
I have all right shot, yeah. But like that guy has something that is, but I feel like that's not like his shot is unbelievable ripper. He can hit the baseball. His core is just unbelievable.
He has a good core. I guess his core is probably genetic, like his core.
Yeah.
And his like ability to,
for
like
example, he's probably, your legs are big, my legs are skinny.
Yeah, he's naturally it's because it's explosive of that. Through his core, I guess, and allows him to do that. Yeah, I kind of have this debate. We've had this long debate whether like talent is real or not.
And we'll never know, to be honest with you.
And like I know, like you just said your point, and I knew that before. So I'm kind of a little different because like I don't know, but I like to think that like if you put enough hours into anything that you can. Do it. Like if you put every day and every friggin' minute into something, I think you can master that. And like, I know, obviously, you know, as Brendan Schaub says, I'm biggest nut rider, dick rider, yeah, Conor McGregor ever, but he made a quote that said, I am not talented, I am obsessed. There is no talent here. It's hard work and obsession. He becomes obsessed with his craft, and ultimately that's what you see. There is no, you see the end result and you can say, oh, he's talented, but you don't see all the work that he puts in behind the scene that got him to where he was. And it, you can argue that he had naturally had maybe a sharper mind for fighting, or but like, so I guess you never know, but I like to think that you can, with hard work, you can do.
No, with hard anything. Work, there's no question about it. You, with hard work, you basically, you have more, you increase your possibility to be great. With hard work, you are 100% be way better, and you'll be like, you'll be that much closer to the NHL. But I don't believe that hard work every day will put you in NHL if you don't have hockey sense. I believe hockey IQ is something that, like, I see these, I see these kids at my my brother's game. My brother's 11, right? I see these all kids just skating to one puck, like a big, one big, like, ants just, like, trying to hunt or something. And my brother, he's not skating there. He is just waiting. And he knows where the puck is going to bounce and stuff like that. Obviously, they're young and it's going to develop from now on. They will learn systems and stuff like that. But there is some things that you can't teach. I have, you know what, why I think that? Why I think this, that hard work and everything. Obviously, as you said, if we answer to this question, I would love to put more work than I did before, and I would want to, I believe if I would put even more work, I would be really much closer.
We would be further than where we are.
But you're not going to be McDavid if you are training every day of your career, because
also don't know. Like, we don't know how much that dude was probably just doing way more than everyone else.
No, maybe he had to. Yeah, well, he probably was.
He did do more.
Oh, and by the way, why I don't really believe is in that much is because I have had people in my life that legit don't do anything. They have, like, natural, and they have natural something that I will never have. Like, if I practice, like, for example, a good example I'm really bad at. Well, not bad at, but I'm not good at throwing a baseball. I can throw a baseball. I can throw it okay. But my shoulders are not that, like, I don't know, it's either they're big or strong or whatever, and I would never be able to throw like 90 miles per hour with a fastball or something like that, just because I'm not built that way.
There's some genetic advantages for sure. Like
Michael Phelps.
If you're talking about throwing, Michael Phelps. If you're talking about, like, throwing a baseball, for sure, because it's the way you're built. Like, everyone's built differently. There's genetic advantages. Like, Georgia St. Pierre's trainer explained on a podcast that how, like, you're naturally explosive based on where your muscle attaches to the bone. So it's like a guy like McGregor has a fast twitch punch.
Yeah.
You can snap it off, but he'll tire out quicker. If a guy is punching, he might even be jacked, but he doesn't have this knockout power. It's because it's genetically where it's like if you had a pole. Or a baseball bat, where you grab the bat is how you're exploding through and you can swing it.
Yeah.
Where your muscles attaching to your bone is how you're getting the momentum, snapping your thing. So yeah, there's genetic advantages for sure.
But I also am a believer of, if you work hard, you'll play in NHL.
I think.
And you're not gonna be
with an obsession.
I feel like you will master it, but I don't believe you're gonna be
the superstar.
You're not gonna be the superstar. You can be one of the best, like, second, third liner. But you, like, dude, I am a believer in that, and you're a believer in that, and there's nothing wrong there, because opposite.
We have a little different opinion. I think it's just based on
experience. I mean, at the end, we have same opinion. Hard work will make you better, and we'll let you go wherever. But I don't believe if you work out work hard every day, you will never be a superstar that some of these guys are.
I just, you know, but what I mean? I just think the superstars do way more than us. Like they did. I think the most learning and growth is when you're a kid. Yeah. And a lot of times when you're a kid, you don't know that you have to put that much work in to something to be great. Yeah. So it's like you have a guy like Crosby, McDavid, or LeBron James. Like these people from day one are just these obsessed. And yeah, they're probably freak athletes too.
Yeah.
But and like naturally they'll be faster. But like every guy in the NHL is not the fastest guy. They're not the best stick handler. But they're obsessed with what they're doing and it got them where they are. They might not be the superstar. No, exactly,
yeah.
But they're getting there. But their obsession, they know what they're good at and they work to their strengths and they become who they are.
No, exactly. No, and I believe in that too. Yes, you will increase your chance and you might play in NHL with all your hard work. You will play in NHL. But if you work on your hands every day, well, no, hands, you can master hands and stuff like that. But like, I have worked on my legs a lot of times. I have, you know, probably not enough. Maybe my skating was not enough, right?
Yeah.
And my skating is like still ugly and my legs still can't get bigger. So I think we can agree on one. The faster you learn to work hard, the earlier, yeah, at earlier age, the more impact is going to be. And right now for us, we will work hard and we will be better as the day goes, as the season goes, as everything goes. But we're not going to make that step as if we were a kid, if we were kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. The learning, the growth period has slowed significantly. We've talked about that before, but I think I love how this turned to this conversation. It's pretty much just talent real. Because like, we've actually already had these conversations, so I like that it got brought up. Now I'm going to ask the crowd, do you guys think that talent is real or do you not? Do you think it's hard work? So I'm curious of what everyone else thinks.
Yeah, I think, and please comment below because everyone obviously has a different opinion and
I think
we'll never be too sure until there's some scientific like mystery laboratory experiments that will show
I'm going to go with, for the sake of argument, you go with that talent is real because you've stressed that. I'll go with talent is not real.
Yeah.
And I want you guys, let us know who you agree with. Let us know. I mean, I know there are a lot of people arguing both ways, professional athletes who argue both ways. One, I think of Ben Askren tweeted out about how talent is not real. Other athletes might say differently. They'll believe that talent is real. So who knows? But I want to know your opinion of it. So let us know that for sure. And thank you, Jason Knoll, for letting that grow into that.
Just still talking. Okay. And what was the answer for us?
Oh, yeah. We said we would just do more. Because
do more when you are younger. And I wish, you know, I thank God that, you know, I know, think obviously, like if I will have kids, they will 100% be hockey players. Not girls so much, but guys will definitely be. And, you know, thankfully I have the thing
you that, take what you learn
have these little tips that I have never known and just put in the little one, guys little eddies.
The one thing for sure that you cannot teach is hard work or work ethic. I just, because like you either know and you're willing to do that or you're not. You can't teach the like struggle of going through that, putting yourself through like a crazy work ethic. I just feel like you either have that or you're not mentally tough enough to go crazy through with a work ethic or dedicated, disciplined enough to do it.
You want one?
That's something. Oh, yes, please. Actually, that'd be.
They're pretty good.
Yes, they're incredible. I think that was the last question. So that actually worked out. That worked. Good stuff there. That was worked out as a good topic to get into. So. Yeah, I mean, is there anything else we want to chat on? We've gone for like an hour 10. I think that was
I think we're solid good for now. For there.
But yeah, we're going to be definitely doing more of these again. And I mean it this time because like I explained what happened during the semester, but we're having 10 a.m. practices, especially during Christmas break. We're going to be having so much free time when we get back. I mean, we're going to at least once a week.
We actually want to start maybe just – banging episode after episode. Like, just having them. Like, we'll have another episode tomorrow if we have time.
Yeah. And if we if we ever miss a week, we'll have episodes ready to go.
Exactly. And it will just keep coming. So I think it's going to be a really good bang. But obviously, we can't really say anything because we always say this and it never works out. But this we're
doing
time,
it. Trust us this time. Well, you'll see when we start doing it and then you'll believe us. So behindthecageofficial@gmail.com is where you guys can send in your questions. We prefer video format. Obviously, if you're insecure with being on the camera, that's fine. But we prefer video format. Ask any question you want. It can be about hockey, anything you
would. And you can give your opinion as well, actually. Yes. That would be great. Give some opinions
on what we did, questions, would you rather questions or fun, anything. Any type of question you would like to know the answer or opinions on, shoot for it. That'd be great. And anything. That's all. But yeah, that wraps up this. So we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.